Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember, Paul was not forbidding people from speaking in tongues. Matter of fact, and again, that foreign language is he's talking about, he wasn't telling them not to speak in tongues because this was a gift from God. It was a gift that was given to people by the Holy Ghost, endowed certain people. So he wasn't saying don't speak in tongues, but make sure that when that the person who is speaking in tongues, that it is clearly understood. If someone did speak in an unknown language, he or the speaker, whoever's speaking in that language or that unknown tongue, he should pray that God would provide an interpretation of what is being said. In other words, it could come from the same person that was speaking. In other words, God might have endowed him with more than just the gift of speaking in tongues. He could have endowed that individual also with the gift of an interpretation. By the way, God can give you more than one gift. Matter of fact, we read in 1 Corinthians 12, he gives you gifts as it pleases him. So he says, let that guy who speaks pray that he may interpret, that it may be understood, with the thought that perhaps he can interpret what he is saying, or someone else in the assembly may have that gift. If he doesn't have the gift of interpretation, someone else in the assembly would have that gift of interpretation. That's what he said. Pray that there's somebody to be able, in that assembly, be able to interpret exactly what you're saying. The important fact that Paul is trying to teach was the importance of speaking and interpreting the message so that the hearers could understand clearly and plainly what was being understood. If God indeed, this is important, listen very close, if God indeed was the author of the message, the individual speaking in tongues, if God did endow him with that gift, and if God did give him that ability to speak, and God did give him a message to proclaim, then God would have somebody there to interpret. God is not the author of confusion. And that's what he's saying here. You will put it all together when it comes together in chapter 14. Because God is not the author of confusion. He would not allow someone to speak in tongues biblically and nobody be there to interpret. That's why he said, pray that somebody's there who can interpret. You understand the verse?
Amen.
This is yes, this is no. This is I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. Verse number 14. I love this. For if, I circled this in my notes, the word for if. He didn't say he did all of this. He said if, he as an example. Okay. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. That's an interesting thought. Let me say what that means. Praying in words that the speaker and the hearers do not understand leaves both the speaker and the hearer in ignorance. That's what he's saying here. If I pray in an unknown, if I did pray in an unknown tongue, in my spirit prays, but my understanding, if I don't understand what I'm saying, it's unfruitful. Again, he's giving this as an example. How he's not saying he's doing that and he's not understanding what he are y'all following what? We'll move on from here. The word unfruitful means to bear no fruit or to produce anything of value. Speaking in an unknown tongue without understanding from the speaker or from the hearer is of no value. Remember, he talked about it. We talked about it last week, the verse. He's just a big blowhard. It just words in the air. Nobody understands. And remember, we talked about that verse last week. That's just words that nobody, and I use the word, it's not in King James Bible, but if I was, for us layman term, he's nothing but a blowhard out there speaking and nobody's understanding what he's saying. That's what Paul says. It's not fruitful. It's not benefiting anybody. Then he goes on, verse number 15. What is it then? What then should I do? What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. When I do this, okay, I make sure it's of God, and there's understanding involved. If there's not, then it's not of God. Back then, and I think a lot of that takes place today. Back then, I shouldn't, but I will. Let me go a little further. Remember, where was this letter written? In the city of Corinth. In the city of Corinth, there is a temple called Aphrodite. You remember we studied this at the beginning of the book of in our study of the book of Corinthians. And in that city was the temple of Aphrodite. And then there was, history tells us, there were over 1,000 priestesses, women priests, who was in that temple. And they weren't there to burn incense and offerings to Aphrodite. They were there as temple prostitutes. I won't get into all that because we already had that study. And what they would do, they would work themselves up in ecstatic utterances and all kinds of, and of course, a lot of that's demon possessed. I won't get into all that. But that's why later on in this chapter, he says, don't let the women speak in tongues. We're going to get into that in a little bit. Because they were beginning to do that, even in the church at Corinth. And so it was a thing that the women started to get involved in, and that was not of God. So what Paul is saying, he said that when I do pray in tongues or whatever, he said I pray that it would be understood, even myself. Can you imagine speaking something you don't even know what you're saying? That's what he's saying here. And I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding also. The whole thought is here, it's going to be understood. Not just by the hearers, but also by me. Whatever I do. And if I can't understand it, because obviously if you speak in an unknown tongue, there's an interpreter and you would understand what you just said. If you can't, it's not of God. And it's of no value. Verse number 16. Else, another example. When thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned, in other words, they have no idea what you're saying, say amen. I love that. Let me finish the verse. At the giving of thy thanks, seeing he understand not what thou sayest. I love the thought here. He's saying, matter of fact, I have no, that's a great question. Paul asks that whole sentence is a question. When he says, how can someone say amen? And we know what the word amen means. Truly, truly. Or like the lady somebody mentioned, had a priest. Who watches our Sunday school lessons and watches our worship online, on archives and all. And he remembers that lady who was from Alabama. Remember, sit right there. Christy. And who was that preacher he mentioned? He texted me a few weeks ago about, I bet you miss that woman, because always she said, that's right, preacher. Matter of fact, somebody made, where's it at? It's gone. But remember, somebody made a sign that had amen on the other side, and the other side said, that's right, preacher. That's what the word amen means. Truly, truly, that's right, preacher, amen. I agree with you. Well, that's what Paul's saying. How can somebody that blesses, that gives thanks, or says something, by the way, the word blesses, eulogize, to speak well of someone, how can somebody say, amen, that's right, when they don't understand what they said or what you prayed? You cannot agree with something that you don't understand. Let me repeat that. You cannot agree with anything that you do not understand. Remember last week I mentioned class kind of about using big, fancy, that people can't understand. Y'all remember that? That's why I'm so careful when I'm in the pulpit not to use big, fancy. And when you're outside the pulpit and you're teaching, that's a different subject. But when you're, you remember the illustration, this will remind you about my illustration. When Archie and them was getting ordained, I told Jill that we're going to ask her questions. Remember how the people are up here and the wives are up here? We're going to ask you about sublapsarianism or infralapsarianism. That's the terms of Calvinism and all. I won't get into all that. But those are terms I wouldn't use in a message. They don't understand them words. That's why we have to be so careful as preachers, as missionaries, in certain settings, that we don't get too big for our britches.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now, Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.